Okay, a big part of this shiur came about from an essay I read from Rav Binyamin Eisenberger Shlita. I don't know if you're familiar with him. He's a big rav in big rav in Brooklyn, and he has svarim called Mesilos Bilvavam. So he has a beautiful essay on Pesach, and that's where the bulk of this shiur comes from. Okay, he starts with the pasuk in source number one. When Moshe Rabbeinu is first learning about the Seif Klai, we don't think about it enough because it tells us everything we need to know about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Vayomer ki yeyeh imach, Hashem says, Moshe, I'm going to be with you. Vizelecha ha'os, and this is the sign. Ki anochi shalachticha, that I have sent you. Bo'tziyacha sa'ami Mitzrayim ta'avdun es ha'lokim ala ha'arazah. The sign that I've sent you is that when you leave Mitzrayim, you're going to come to this mountain, to Har Sinai, and you're going to serve me on this mountain. You're going to receive the Torah on this mountain. It's a very, very important pasuk because it tells us that Yitzias Mitzrayim is only completed when a Jew comes to Har Sinai. Right? That's the proof that I'm sending you, meaning Moshe, I'm appointing you as the goal. You're the redeemer of Klal Yisrael. And if you want to know what it means to redeem Klal Yisrael, I'll tell you. You'll know that I've sent you. You'll have carried out my mission, not just by taking Jews out of Mitzrayim, but only when you make it to this mountain and I'm rekabel the Torah. Part of what Hashem is responding to is the question that Moshe Rabbeinu himself asked Hashem. As Rashi tells us in the second source, V'shasha'alta, mazuchus yesh li Yisrael shi'altu Mitzrayim. Moshe, you wonder why I should take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. In what merit do they have? The answer is maybe they don't have any merit right now, but it's where they're heading. It's where they're trying to get to. And where are they trying to get to? Of all places, the exact place that we're standing, Moshe. When you bring Klal Yisrael back to this mountain to receive the Torah, then you'll know what the purpose of all of Galus Mitzrayim and Geulas Mitzrayim was about. So that which you asked me, Moshe, in what tzchus will Klal Yisrael leave Mitzrayim? Davar gadol yeshli al hotzazu. Hashem says, I've got big plans. I've got big plans for Yitzias Mitzrayim. Sharei asidim lekabel haTorah lahar hazeh lisov shlosha chadashim shiyatzum Mitzrayim. After 3 months, of course it wasn't a full 3 months, right? But we left in Nisan, Iyar Sivan, the beginning of Chodesh Sivan, Vav Sivan is Shavuos is Kabbalas haTorah. So Hashem says, I've got big plans for Klal Yisrael. They're going to leave Mitzrayim, they're going to come right back to this mountain, and they're going to be mekabel the Torah. Then you'll know that I have sent you. Then you'll know that you've carried out the mission. The Svarim bring a remez. I first heard this b'shem Rav Meir Shapiro, but I've never seen it inside, and I wonder if he really said it. But the Svarim bring a remez that Yitzias Mitzrayim is exactly Gematria Nasa V'Nishma. You have it on the page in front of you. 891. Because the whole purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim is to be able to come to Har Sinai and to say, Nasa V'Nishma. So until we accept the Torah, until we're makabel the Torah, we haven't really achieved Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Chevra, today I want to talk to you about something very, very pasha. Nothing fancy today. You got your one and only gematria for the day, and if you've been paying attention, you knew it already. Yitzias Mitzrayim is gematria, Nasa V'Nishma. No gematrias, no Kabbalistic sources, nothing too fancy. Okay? Dvarim pshutim ad ma'od. Yitzias Mitzrayim is only as good as the Kabbalah Satara that comes afterwards. Chayiv adam liras es atzmo gilu yatzim Mitzrayim. We're about to relive it. We're about to, a couple of weeks, we're going to be sitting at the Seder, and we're leaving Mitzrayim. We're supposed to feel it and to re-experience it and to allow it to take place. Kavaldik, it takes place. But it's really only as good as what comes after. And all of life is really about the trajectory of where you're trying to get to. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you and has charged us with one task, which is what? Try to get somewhere. I think I told you once the line from Alice in Wonderland. And the Cheshire Cat says to Alice, you know, where are you trying to get to? She's like, I don't know. So he's like, so how am I supposed to tell you how to get there? If you don't know where you're trying to get to, how can I possibly give you directions how to get there? Right. How do I get there? Where are you trying to go? I don't know where I'm trying to go. So what instructions could I possibly offer you? If you have a goal in mind, if you're trying to get somewhere, then we can work together. But if you don't have a plan, if you're not trying to get anywhere, if you don't have something you're trying to achieve, if you don't have a derech, and that's going to be the magic word today, if you don't have a derech, then it's impossible to get anywhere. How could you possibly get anywhere if you don't know where you're trying to get to? So let's learn the sugya of choosing a derech. Okay, that's what we're going to talk about today. Because how it plays out, there's a lot of hashkacha pratis. Hashem determines how successful it's going to be. But what you can do is you can make a choice. Where do I want to direct myself? Where do I want to point myself? To choose a derech. I can tell you in my own life, there's certain choices that I made, that I made a conscious decision to put myself in a certain place or to point myself in a certain direction or to... And now, years later, I could see, oh my goodness, that little decision had such a ripple effect in my life. And I could see other places where I chose a certain path. And because I made a certain choice, years later, I realized, wow, if I would have put myself in a different derech, certain things could have been different. Now again, everything gabzul l'tov, everything's for the best, and it's all bashkacha pratis. But the responsibility of us as basar v'dam, as Jews with a neshama, is to choose a derech. To make choices, what derech do you want to travel upon? The Gemara in Brachos says, Nadav Chav Chesam Beis, in source number 3, Kishachola Rabbi Eliezer, when the Heiligatana Rabbi Eliezer was on his deathbed, Nichnesu Talmidov Levakro, the Talmidim came to visit the Rebbe. Amru lo Rabbeinu, at the end of a lifetime, what did they ask him for? Did they say, Rebbe, give us one last Dvar Torah? Rebbe, we have one more Halachic Shaila? Rebbe, we're stuck on one more Tosfos? Lamdeinu Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu, Lamdeinu Orchos Chaim. Teach us Orchos Chaim. Orach, Orach Chaim. The first section of the Shulchan Aruch. Orach means what? A path. Rebbe, teach us a path in life. Give us a derech. V'nizka behen l'chai olam haba. Help us to find the road that leads to olam haba. Now, of course, that road is different for every person. It's very personal. But the most important question they were asking their Rebbe, who was the Gadol Hador, he was actually known as Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, the great Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, they asked him on his deathbed, Rebbe, give us a derech. Not just a derech of how to learn Gemara, a derech in life. I need Orchos Chaim. Give me a derech in life. Because all of life is described in Pirkei Avos as trying to what? To pass through the corridor to get to the palace. To travel along the highway to get to the kingdom. Right, as it says in Pirkei Avos, Haskein Atzmecha b'Pruzdor, Kadesh Tichones L'Traklin. Prepare yourself in the corridor so you can enter the palace. So all of life is what? It's about where are you trying to get to? Where are you traveling? And when you start to look through the Torah and you start to pay attention to David HaMelech, who speaks about the derech a lot, you start to realize, wait a minute, this is a really important thing. A person has to have a derech. So for example, let's go through a couple of psukim. Why does Hashem love Avram Avinu? First one to discover God, does a lot of chesed. Why does Hashem love Avram Avinu? The pasuk says in source number 5, you know why I love Avram? I love Avram because he educates his children and shamru derech Hashem. And he guards the derech Hashem. It doesn't say Avram does this particular mitzvah, that particular mitzvah. It's that Avram has a derech. And he teaches people the derech. He educates people. He shows them the derech. Even the way we speak today. Talk about a person who's on the derech, they're off the derech. Right? It's all about finding that derech in Avodas Hashem. How about Yaakov Avinu? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu love Yaakov Avinu? And what does Yaakov ask for more than anything else from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When he's in trouble, when he's on the run, when he's trying to find his place in the world, Yaakov Avinu davens to Hashem in source number 6, Vayidar Yaakov Neder Leimor, Im Yeh Elokim Imadi, if Hashem will be with me, Ushmarani b'derech hazeh asher anochi holech. Yaakov says, Hashem, I need your help on the derech. I'm trying to pick a good derech for my life, but Hashem, I need protection on the derech. But Hashem, you should know, I'm thinking about the derech. I'm thinking about where I'm trying to get to. V'nosan li lechem lecho, beged lilbo, Hashem Baruch, if you provide me with food and clothing, and you protect me on the derech. Help me to continue to travel on the derech. Because there's a lot of drachim in the world. Not every derech is a derech in Avodas Hashem. There are pathways that lead, and you may not realize that, and that's why this is such an important idea to think about. There's pathways in life that lead to complete spiritual destruction. Did I mention on Sunday? I was talking to that high school student who didn't get into the college of his choice. Did I mention that? No? I told you about the guy who's the Shalom Bias issues? Okay. So the other conversation I had last week, which was very interesting, I met this kid, a 12th grader. I don't know him. Didn't know him. Now I know him a little bit. And he was telling me he's very, very frustrated that he didn't get into a certain Ivy League college that he was very excited about. And he's feeling very down. So someone pointed in my direction that maybe I can give him some chizuk. Okay. So we spoke. We spoke about, you know, making the most of that situation, right? Here he was. He worked so hard in high school. He wants to go to an Ivy League school. Okay. Yeah. Some of the ivy is poison ivy, you know? Like, it's not all as... It's not all it's cracked out to be, you know? We have Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of converts in this year. I went to Brandeis for a semester. Sammy did some time in Binghamton. Matthew did some time in Michigan. You know, we've got Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. We got people who ran away from those places after seeing it was not all that everyone claims it is. Yeah? But he was very upset. I was empathetic to him. He worked hard throughout his high school career. He wants to... But I wish in some way I could show him, like, so now let's say he comes to YU, right? Very bright kid, very capable, he had good scores. Whatever reason, he didn't get in. So now he'll come to the YU Honors Program. So just like think for a second about the possibility. Now again, I don't know for sure. Maybe going to University of Pennsylvania is a better derech for him. Right? But Libby Omerli, from the statistical odds, there's a better chance of him probably... having a better spiritual religious experience in YU than, let's say, the University of Pennsylvania. Yeah? And I was trying to explain to him, as much as he was frustrated, and I was trying to be, again, sympathetic and empathetic to what he was going through, but at the same time, I was trying to explain to him, you have to understand, like, if Hashem is pushing you down this road, you should realize that that might be a big bracha in disguise. Because you might go to Israel next year, and you hopefully will be very inspired, and you want to be in an environment of Torah and learning, and you don't have that in Penn the way you have it in YU. It's as simple as that. And the ripple effect of years of learning, of minyanim, of being around Rebbeim, changes your entire life. Right? So here you are, you're standing at the starting point of the Derech, right? And that's why Hashem says, oh, Avram, I see you're focused on the Derech. Yaakov, Davin, Hashem, I want to stay on the Derech. There are some drachim that are very, very dangerous. And that's what the Medrash points out in source number 7. The Medrash says, what was Yaakov Avinu davening when he said, Hashem, protect me b'derech hazeh, on this derech? Yaakov knew what derech he wanted to be on. He had a clear derech, but he wanted to make sure that Esau wasn't going to knock him off the derech, because there's a lot of different drachim in the world. Says the Medrash in source number 7, Rabbanan pasrin la b'chol inyana im hiyeh elokim imadi. Ushamarani b'derech hazeh asher anochi holech, protect me on this road from the other roads. Protect me from avodas kochavim, protect me from avodas zara. Gilei arayos, protect me from immoral behavior. Protect me from shvichas damim, protect me from murder. Protect me from lashon hara. And the Medrash goes on and brings psukim to prove that each of these is called a derech. Ein derech al avodas kochavim. The word derech alludes to avodas kochavim. Ein derech al gilei arayos. Ein derech al shvichas damim. Ein derech al lashon hara. And the Medrash brings psukim for each of these to prove that derech, there's a derech called the derech that leads to what? To avodas zara. There's a derech that leads to gilei arayos. There's a derech that leads to lashon hara. So Yaakov Avinu says, Hashem, please help me to find the right derech, because again, over the course of a lifetime, it's going to make the biggest difference in the world if I choose the right derech. David HaMelech is always davening throughout Tehillim. Hashem, help me to find the derech. In sources 8 and 9, throughout Tehillim, David says, Tov yashar Hashem, Hashem, you're so good, al kein yorech ha-toim badarech. Hashem, you direct the sinners back onto the path. Again, the way we speak today, person on the derech, off the derech. Why don't we talk about the derech? Why don't we talk about how many mitzvahs they do? No, because the trajectory, the direction you're pointed in, is going to say a lot about how your life plays itself out. Yadrech anavim b'mishpat v'lamed anavim darko. Mize ha'ish yirei Hashem yorenu b'derech yivchar. The path that the one who's intelligent and pure will choose. Whereas David HaMelech continues in source number 9, Derech pikudecha havineni, Derech emuna bacharti, Derech sheker, haser mimeni, keep me off the Derech sheker. These are all different drachim. Derech mitzvasecha arutz, Derech chukecha, horeini Hashem Derech chukecha. There's a lot of different drachim. And again, sometimes you look at it just like in this, you know, in this vacuum of like, oh, this is, whatever, I'm going to go to this place, or I'm going to do this thing, or I'm going to go out with this girl, or I'm going to, you know, attend this event. But you don't realize that the moves that we make are charting a derech. It's charting the derech of how we're going to travel through this world. So the avoda really becomes to decide at the starting point, when you're standing, again, your foot is like on that line, right, about to cross, you have your passport in your hand, you're about to leave Mitzrayim. So where do you want to go? You're about to walk out of Mitzrayim. Where are you trying to get to? Because if you can't answer that question, then it's not really Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu in Shmos Parag Gimel. When Hashem said to Moshe, again, going back to the first pasuk that we saw today, Botziach Asa'ami Mitzrayim, Tavduna Selokim Alahar Azeh. How are you going to know that I sent you? That the Shlichus was purposeful? If you can make it from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Har Sinai, then that's great. Otherwise, all of the effort that led up to your freedom from Mitzrayim was a waste of time. I didn't spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on your Jewish education, right, for you to decide, you know, after 18 years of Jewish schooling, nah, it's not for me. People do that. People sometimes do that. Parents send them to Jewish schools, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And then a person decides, no. Right? So if I can't get to Har Sinai, then all the things that Hashem did for us in Mitzrayim, a little bit, it's all in vain. And the challenge for us, the part that we have to do, is make the choice when we walk out of Mitzrayim, where do we want to go? Where are we trying to get to? Rabbeinu Yonah, if you turn to page 2, Rabbeinu Yonah on the Mishnah, in Pirkei Avos, that says, Mitzvah goreres mitzvah. Right, one mitzvah leads to the next. Avera goreres avera. One avera leads to the next. Yeah? So once I've already made that first choice, then things get rolling. If I choose a mitzvah, it rolls into another mitzvah, and into another mitzvah, into another mitzvah. If I choose an avera, what do Chazal say? Avera goreres avera. One avera rolls into the next avera, into the next avera, into the next avera. So where is the most important part of the process? That first choice. That first moment when I choose a derech. Where do I want to live? What do I want my house to look like? What type of yeshivas or schools do I want to send my children to? Right? How do I want my wife to be? Right? What type of hashkafa do I have? To ask yourself difficult questions, but figure out what's my derech. Do I have a derech in the Avodas Hashem, or am I kind of still like just bouncing around? Am I trying to get somewhere? Do I know what I want to look like? Do I have a picture of what my life's going to look like in 10 years from now? Again, there's a million things that come up, and that's part of the Amun and Bitachon and the Ashkacha Pratis. That's all true. But Hashem asks you, pick a path. Don't just bounce around through life. Pick a path. Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? Came to Yeshiva University. What's your goal? What are you trying to get out of your experience here? Is there something you're trying to bikona? Is trying to acquire? Yeah. Right. Picture yourself. Set a goal. Set a goal for yourself. Picture yourself. And if you don't make it to that place, the Piazetz Rebbe says it's as if you didn't live. It's as if that year didn't happen because you didn't get anywhere. And again, it sounds very intense, but that's exactly what Yetzias Mitzrayim is about, getting to Har Sinai. If you don't travel to Har Sinai, then you haven't achieved Yetzias Mitzrayim. So says Rabbeinu Yonah, a very powerful idea. Says Rabbeinu Yonah in source number 11, what does the Kaddish Baruch Hu empower us to do? Again, once things get rolling, it's going to roll. It's always so disheartening when someone comes to me and says, you know, Moshe Tzvi, this A, B, and C, and D is happening in our family now. So I said, so let's just like go back to the starting point, right? Meaning you're not happy that now you found out that your high school, you know, son is involved in, you know, X, Y, and Z. So let's go back to that conversation when we spoke about which high school to send him to. Right? Meaning you chose that derech. You knew what you were signing up for. Well, we didn't know exactly. We thought maybe it'd be different. But come on, you knew what you were signing up for. You chose that derech. Mitzvah goreres mitzvah, veira goreres veira. You signed up for certain things by choosing to associate with that crowd, by putting your son in that school or that yeshiva. Right? Again, there's a myriad of things that could happen. And there are people who are in, you know, bad places who have good experiences, people in great places who have bad experiences. But the bottom line is, in terms of our responsibility, we have to make that choice. Where do I want to go? What path am I choosing? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo nason biyada adam harav ha-tov ahabechira levad. An amazing line. Hashem doesn't put us in charge of good or bad. Hashem gave us what? Bechira. The ability to what? To make choices. Will it turn out good? Will it turn out bad? I don't know. But I have to think really long and carefully and clearly about that choice that I make. Uvacharta b'chaim. Choose a derech. Va'achar shabachar lo ha-derech ha'acha. So once you've chosen a particular path, im betova v'holech v'Hashem imo. So if you chose a mitzvah, so says Pirkei Avos, mitzvah, goreres mitzvah, goreres mitzvah, goreres mitzvah. If God forbid you chose a path that was not a good choice, well then guess what's going to happen? It's going to play itself out. Avera goreres, avera goreres, avera goreres, avera. So says Rabbeinu Yonah, so what do we have to do? What is our avoda? He says in the last line where it's bolded, ki lo la'adam darko b'shekvar bachar lo aderech. The path is not yours once you've already chosen it. Your job is just to choose it. As you come out of Mitzrayim, where are you going? After that, a little bit, Hashem's going to take over and go with you. But you make the first call. Where should we go? Hashem says, where are we going to? I'll get us there. You tell me where you want to get to. You have to be able to answer that question. Where am I trying to get to? And if I can't answer that question, that's a serious problem. Chazal say in the Gemara in Shabbos, Bali tameh poischen lo. If you want to experience Tumah, Hashem will pave the way for you. Bali taher, misayayin lo. Right? A person who wants to live a life of purity, Hashem will help you. But you have to be able to answer the question. What type of life do I want to live? If I can't answer that question, if I don't know, it's not an acceptable answer. At some point, Hashem says to you, grow up already. That's not an acceptable answer. Don't just bounce around on autopilot. Think about it. How do you picture your house? What is your Shabbos table going to look like? Right, what type of conversations are you going to have with your children? Where are you trying to get to in life? And if you want to get to a path of Tara, Hashem will help you. Or as the Gemara says in Makos, in Source 13, Biderech she'odom rotza leilech, the path that you want to walk upon, molichen oso, you'll be led upon. So what's your job? Your job is rotza, what do I want? What do I want? What do I choose? The great Mashkiach from the Mir Yeshiva of Yerucham, who spoke about many of the psukim that we've quoted already today, and spoke about this Rabbeinu Yonah in several places in his Das Torah, which is the Sefer on Chumash. The great Rav Yerucham Halevi Lubavitz, Rav Yerucham Lubavitz, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, learned this Gemara, and he says, pay attention to what the Gemara is telling us. B'derech she'adam rotza leilech molichen oso. The path that you want to walk upon. So your job is just to what? To want to get somewhere. Molichen oso, Hashem and the angels will guide you. That's why it's plural. Molichen, the Marsha says. They will guide you. That initial choice that you made, it's going to roll. It's going to play itself out. But your job is what? It's not to walk. Your job is just to point in the right direction. Says Rav Yerucham, the Mashkiach from Mir, in Source 14. Molichen oso means lo b'derech she'adam holech. It doesn't say the path that you walk you'll be led upon. That's not what it says. It says the path that a person wants to walk upon. Derech she'adam rotza leilech. Ki eino holech kla levado. Says Rav Yerucham, a Jew never walks alone. You're not traveling by yourself. Rakashu rotza leilech hu levado v'hu atzmo. But when you made the choice, that was you. When you made that first choice, where do I want to go? Hashem says, I can't tell you where. You tell me where you want to go. That's called bechira. Uvacharta b'chaim. I hope you'll choose a meaningful life for yourself. I hope you'll point yourself in the right direction. Even if the right direction maybe is less familiar to you, because maybe you grew up a certain way, right? And now you want to live a more meaningful life. You want to live a more inspired life. You want to live a more holy life. Right? So it's a little unclear how do I get down that road. But can I at least say that I'm choosing that road? If you can choose that road, Hashem will walk you down that road. But you got to first choose the road. B'derach she'adam rotza leilech. What path do you want to walk? Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo nosan b'yad ha'adam ha'tov v'hara ki im ha'bechira levad. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not put into your hand, to use the words of Rabbeinu Yonah, bad, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in your hand? The ability to choose. Choose your path. Choose the path that you want to go upon. By the way, if you choose the wrong path, so get off of it. Realize this is not an isolated event. This is a path. I made a choice. I chose a path. This is not for me. Find a different path. You went to that, you realize, wait a minute, this is not going to be good for my Yiddishkeit. I have the foresight to down the road and to see where this is going to lead to, and I choose a different path. Yeah.
Can you say that?
Okay, good. We're going to get to Amalek. This is why Amalek attacks us on the derech from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Har Sinai. Amalek, which is the root of all negativity, tries to stop us from finding that path. Again, there's a lot of right paths. Harbei drachim lamakom. Right? Harbei drachim lamakom means there's many ways to come to Hashem. But remember, there's also what the Medrash calls a derech of Avodah Zarah, a derech of Gilei Arayos, a derech of Shvichas Damim, a derech of Lashon Hara. Those are also drachim. It's a derech of Avera, and Avera goreres Avera. Once you start driving down that path, it's not so easy to switch paths. Right? That's why people get stuck to that. People sometimes live a life, they know that they're not living the way that they know it's not the right choice, but they get stuck in it, because Avera goreres Avera, they just keep bouncing along. It's very hard to drive off the road and to find a proper path. I've already traveled so far down this road. But let's be honest. A person is traveling north, they get on the highway, they start driving. After a half hour, they realize, wait a minute, I'm going south. So what do I do at that point? Hopefully, I turn around. I'm already, you know, a half hour south. Okay, but if that's not where I'm supposed to be, so cut your losses and turn your car around. Right? It's annoying, it's frustrating, it's not so easy. In some ways, it's easier to just convince myself, well, you know, there's other good things south, so I'll just go south. But no, that's not where I'm trying to get to. I know that's not. This is not the right derech. Okay, so I have to get off that road. Yeah, Armando. What do you mean? There's an infinite number of right paths. Every person has to ask himself. Again, you have to be able to decide where do I put my foot down. I just walked out of Mitzrayim. Where do I want to go? That's a question we have to answer in a little over 2 weeks from now. When we sit at the Seder, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the chance to walk out of Mitzrayim again, you have to ask yourself, where am I trying to get to? What is my vision of my life? Is it on the couch every Sunday watching a football game? Is it learning Torah and attending a nightly shir? Is it finishing Shas with Daf Yomi? Is it making it to Minyan 3 times a day? Is it marrying a woman who shares the same Torah values that I have? These are all different parts of the derech. And a person has to understand those choices in a serious way. What's the first pasuk of Tehillim? David HaMelech says, Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halach ba'atzas rishon uvederech chata'im lo amar. David HaMelech says, he begins Tehillim by saying, praiseworthy is the person who did not stand lo amad. He did not remain upon the path of the wicked. Meaning, even more than David HaMelech gives kavod to a person who chose the right path from the beginning, even more than that, David HaMelech says, I give even more honor. Praiseworthy is the man who realized he was on the wrong derech. It was derech chatam. Chatam means sinners, but also means that shoresh ches tes aleph also means to miss the mark, to be off target. So praiseworthy is the person when he realized that he was off target. Lo amad, he didn't stay on that path. He said, wait a minute, this is not what I want. Again, sometimes we're on the derech, then we're off the derech, then we're on the derech. And again, I'm not using off the derech here in terms of the way people use it, like a person who's totally irreligious. I'm using it, I left yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, I had certain goals. There were certain things I wanted to achieve. And now I'm starting to realize some of those goals, some of those values, it's starting to dissipate. And I don't have it as clear anymore. Right? Maybe I'm much more focused on my career and making money than I am on my neshama. They're both important in a chanami. When I was in yeshiva in Israel, I didn't have to think about how I'm going to make parnasa in a chanami. True. And now I'm starting to date. I need to start thinking about providing for my family. 100%. That's all good. But what's the focus? In yeshiva, I could have answered clearly, the most important thing in my life is Torah and mitzvahs. And now the most important thing in my life is getting that summer internship. I still like Torah, don't get me wrong. But so does that mean I'm starting to veer a little bit from the derech? Am I starting to lose that clarity that I once had? And if I'm b'derech hatam, if I'm missing the mark, so am I stuck on that path? Or lo amad? I'm not going to get stuck on that. David Melech says, Asher Ha'ish, wow. Unbelievable. A person who starts off on a path and realizes, you know what, this is not good. It's kind of hard to turn it around now. Okay. But I know I'm smart enough, mature enough, and I have enough vision and foresight to realize this is going to roll. This is going to play itself out. And then what happens, unfortunately, again, is that conversation, all those years down the line, right? And you have this terrible regret. I wish I would have, I could have, I should have. All right. That's the Bechira. V'char to Bechayim. Choose the right derech when you're standing at the starting line. That's what Pesach is. Yetzias Mitzrayim is that starting line. In the Mesilas Yesharim, maybe the most famous Musar, Machshava book ever, the Ramchal begins the first parak in Source 16. Yesod HaChasidus V'shoresh HaAvoda HaTmima. The essence of piety and the root of wholesome service of Hashem. Hu shi yisbarer, a person should yisbarer. What is borer? Select, so separate, so select. V'yis ames, and acquire the truthful awareness of what? Eitzala adam, ma chovaso ba'ulamo. What is my obligation in this world? Not the general, the specific. Not the general, I'm a Jew. Yeah, ozma. So where do I go now? Where do I drive? Ulama tzarech shi'asim mabato magmaso. B'chol asher hu amel kol yimei chayav. Says the Ramchal, a Jew has to be able to answer the question, what is my purpose in this world? What are my duties and obligations in this world? And towards what must I put all my focus and my energy in everything that I do in my life? Right. Where am I trying to get to? So if I'm trying to get to Har Sinai, of course, on the way to Har Sinai, I'm still going to eat, and I'm still going to sleep, and I'm still going to use the bathroom, and I'm still going to be involved in a lot of olam hazeh things. But where am I pointed? Where am I trying to get to? Right. Towards what am I focusing all of my energies, all of my drive, to be able to answer that question? Rav Yerucham again in the Das Torah in Parshas Kisisa says maybe this is the difference between us and the Avos. Because again, Avram was loved by Hashem because he taught his children a derech. And Yaakov Avinu had the clarity when he was threatened by Esav to say Hashem and by Lavan to understand that Hashem, please protect me that I shouldn't fall off the derech. Says Rav Yerucham Levavitz from Mir again in Source 17. Ki Avos HaKadoshim. The Avos who always lived in the courtyard of Hashem, in the presence of Hashem. When you're living in the presence of Hashem, it's easier for a person to continue to blossom and to flourish without additional support. Meaning, how did the Avos find the path without the Torah? Think about it like that. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were before the Torah. Was ever given. So how did they possibly find the proper derech? The answer is they lived in the presence of Hashem to such a degree that they were able to what? They didn't need the guidebook. They didn't need the Torah. Because they were constantly with Hashem, and therefore it was easy for them to see where to go. But a person who's what? Who's distant from the king's courtyard. And now he wants to travel the great distance to get to the courtyard, to see the king. That's what we want to do. We want to get out of Mitzrayim, that place of Golus Hadas. We want to come to Har Sinai. We want to come to the palace. Again, the Mishnah that we quoted earlier from Pirkei Avos. Prepare yourself in the corridor to enter the Trachlin, to enter the palace. So for those of us who are what? Who are far from the palace, what's the most important decision you have to make? To point yourself in the direction of the palace. Because if you travel miles and miles and miles, and you're just pointed a little bit in the wrong direction, you're not going to hit the palace at the end of the road. Hinei reishis chachma zeh ha'ish hu limtso es haderech. Says Rav Yerucham, for the person who's far from the palace, he needs to find the path to the palace. Again, a lot of things are going to happen on that road. But if the road is not the road that leads to the palace, then you'll never get to the palace. It's as simple as that. Es ha'kvish ha'movil oso el chatzar ha'melech. What is the proper highway to take to lead to the king's courtyard? Ki yodeya heitev shebeli derech lo yafsia af psia achas. Because without a derech, you can't even take one step. And the thing that worries me about myself, that's something that I'm thinking about with all of you this morning, we do a lot of things, but then like you wake up and life's gone by and you're like, whoa, where am I trying? I don't even know, I can't answer the question. Where am I trying to get to? I've taken a lot of steps. I've gone to a lot of places. I've had a lot of experiences. I've done a lot of things. Where, what's the tachlis? Where are you trying to get to? Macho vaso ba'olamo. What's the goal? That's a very frightening question. What's the goal? Is this the goal? Have I achieved the goal? My goal is to be a Rebbe in Yeshiva University. And to be a father to four children. And to be a husband to one wife. And to be someone who gives a drush on Shabbos. I'm saying, like, what's... Maybe yes, maybe no. But is that the derech? And are there parts, are there certain pathways that I'm still traveling on that I need to get off that road? So that David HaMelech can say, ah, Ashrei Ha'ish, b'derech hatam lo amad. You realize that this path wasn't so good. There was a choice that you made, you know, when you first, whatever. Maybe it's time to change directions. Let's take a very practical example. Yeah? Just by a show of hands, how many people intend, I'll use the word intend, because hope, we're all going to, hope everyone hopes to live in Eretz Yisrael. How many people plan to live, intend? Like you have, like that's a real goal for yourself. Like in the foreseeable future, to live in the land of Israel. Anyone? Got one? Couple? Okay. Right? I don't know. I mean, that's a goal. As soon as you can. You plan to make Aliyah and join the Jewish people in the Jewish homeland. Right? Okay? So some of us yes, some of us no. Right? That's a question my wife and I think about all the time. Right now we picked the derech of living in America. That's a derech. That comes with a lot of things. That's a choice that we made. And that comes with a lot of things. It's goreres a lot of things. Mitzvah goreres mitzvah, avera goreres avera. Now again, I'm not going to go to the pratim of whether I think that's a good choice or a bad choice. Every person has to figure that out. Right? But you have to think about that. Because there is a very significant difference between raising a child in Eretz Yisrael and raising a child in Chutz La'aretz. There are a lot of differences about how a person. Now there may be good reasons and good explanations why you live in Chutz La'aretz. Again, we all would raise our hands and say, "Of course, we want to one day end up in Eretz Yisrael." That much we know. That's the general direction of Klal Yisrael. But am I on that derech? And if I'm not on that derech, have I chosen a different derech, or did I just passively end up in America because I was born in America? So of course I still live in America. Like, why would I move to Eretz Yisrael? That's so hard to do. I don't know how to do things in America. In Eretz Yisrael, I don't speak Hebrew. I don't know how to make Aliyah. I don't have the same connections to get a job there that I have here. Okay, but that's a choice. Realize that's a choice. And not choosing, just passively ending up somewhere, is not an acceptable way to live your life. And that's what Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu. When Klal Yisrael leaves Mitzrayim, they need to try to figure out where they're trying to go. Okay, so as Velvel said very correctly, who tries to stop us when we're trying to find that derech? Of course, the answer is Amalek. It's source 18. Remember, Zachor Esa Sharasalacha Amalek b'derech v'tzeischem Mitzrayim. The Jews were leaving Mitzrayim. We were trying to get on that derech Tar Sinai. And all of a sudden, Amalek comes and tries to distract us from the derech. It's not that Amalek entirely stopped us from serving Hashem. is that they wanted us to lose that focus, that laser focus of a derech. Amalek wanted us to live more casually, mikrash or karcha baderech, without precision. Karcha just means like whatever. We'll see how it goes. You know, what do you mean we'll see how it goes? I was talking to a guy the other day. He was asking me about this girl. He wants to know if he should go out with her. I said, like, do you know anything about her? She's like totally not for you, hashkafically. And he's like, well, you know, we'll see. I was like, why we'll see? Like, that's not your derech.
You can't look at pictures first.
That's not your derech. I'm not talking about what she looks like. I'm talking about her derech in Avodas Hashem. Where she's trying to get to is different than everything you've been working. Why are you falling off the road all of a sudden? In his mind, that was whatever, we'll see. You know, maybe we'll chart a derech, I don't know. But you've been working on traveling down a path. How did you lose the derech? That's what Amalek tries to do. Amalek tries to get us to lose that focus, to fall off the road. And it can happen, by the way, even after you've made it to Har Sinai. Did Klal Yisrael fall off the derech after they made it to Har Sinai? Absolutely. In Parshas Kisisa, Moshe Rabbeinu is up in Shemayim receiving the Luchos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, you better get back down there, because the people who you took out of Mitzrayim, who I told you have to come to Har Sinai and they have to choose that derech, all of a sudden, what does the Pasuk say? Source 19, Pasuk Ches, Parshas Kisisa, Saru Maher Min HaDerech. Look how quickly the Jews fell off the derech. Chet HaEgel. What happened all of a sudden? Whoa, the whole direction changed. You just drove your car off the road. Sometimes a person doesn't realize that. So Hashem sends Moshe Rabbeinu, go to Klal Yisrael, tell them, this is not for you. What are you doing? No, we have all sorts of, and again, we had all sorts of explanations why Chet HaEgel made sense, and this is a new, this is not the derech that we were on. Right? So yes, it's possible for a person, like David HaMelech says, to be on the wrong derech, and to make the courageous decision to get on the right derech. But a person also has to be careful when he's on the derech, it's possible for a person to lose the derech. Saru maher min haderech. They lost their derech. Yeah.
Saru means lost.
Saru means they turned away. They quickly turned away from the derech. That's what happens. A person could have such a clear picture of where he wants to be in life, and then he just loses that focus. Losing that focus is turning off the road, not knowing where I'm trying to get to anymore. So what is the proper way that we ensure that we stay on that derech as we leave Mitzrayim and we head towards Kabbalah Satorah? There's a beautiful mitzvah and a process that Hashem gave us to make it a lot easier for us to stay focused, to understand the steps along the road, and that's called what? Sfiras HaOmer. Right after we come out of Mitzrayim, Hashem says immediately, I want you to have a clear game plan of how you're getting to Har Sinai. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 48, 49. Count your way towards Har Sinai. I want you to have a very clear plan. There's a famous question from the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch asks, why do we count up in Sfiras HaOmer? Why don't we count down? Why don't we count down? 30 days till Kabbalah Satorah, 29 days till Kabbalah Satorah, 28 days till Kabbalah Satorah. Why are we counting up? Right? If you're anticipating something, if you're trying to, you know, you're looking forward to something arriving, right? So you ordered something online, you go online, you see, oh, suppose I can see where it is. It's you know, the package has been moved from point A to point B. 3 more days to go, 2 more days to go, 1 more day to go. Oh, it arrives at my house, right? Or a person's counting down the last days of school. 5 days left to school, 4 days left to school. Yeah, my children are already starting to, I saw the calendars out. They're starting to bow cheshbon, you know? They're like, everyone's calculating, you know? By the time you get to Pesach, you're already cheshboning when it's going to be the summer already. So why do we count up by Sfiras HaOmer? So the Sefer HaChinuch explains in source number 20, why do we count up? He asked the question, why do we count up? Why don't we count down in anticipation of something? U'ipnei kein kihi kol ikaron shel Yisrael. U'va'avura nigalu va'alu l'chol ha'gedoy l'sha'alu ala. The whole purpose, he says, of Yitzias Mitzrayim is what? Is to come, like we said, to Kabbalah Satorah. Therefore, nitztavinu limnos v'machras yom tov shel Pesach ad yom nesina satorah. So we have to start counting the steps. 1, 2, 3, 4. Laharos b'nafshinu achifetz hagadol el hayom hanichpad. Hanichsaf l'libenu. the day that our hearts are longing for. Count with anticipation. He says, Ke'eved yishof tzel, like a worker who wants to, is counting down, you know, how many hours left of work until what? Until he's able to rest under the tree, sit in the shade. So says Zevra Chinuch, if that's true, so why aren't we counting down? Why are we counting up? So he says, where it's bolded, Zesha anu monin la'omer. Klomar, kach v'kach yomim avru min aminyan. We count up, these number of days have passed. 1 day has passed, 2 days have passed, 3 days have passed. V'ein anu monin kach v'kach yomim yesh lanu lizman. And we don't count down towards the time. Why? Ki kol zamara banu haratzon achazak lagia elizman. Because by counting up, we show the great desire of reaching that time. What does that mean? Why are we counting up? The question's clear. The answer's not so clear. Why are we counting up? Yeah?
Maybe we're trying to go up. We're trying to grow day by day. As the numbers go up.
Okay, so as the numbers go up, it implies that we're going up. We're having a spiritual aliyah. We're going up in our avodas Hashem. Yeah, could be. See, when you count down to something, right? When you get there, so then you're there. Now we've arrived. When you count up, it can go on forever. So what we're saying to ourselves is we're counting up with great anticipation, and we understand that it's supposed to be a hemshich. It's supposed to be a continuity. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Right? If I skip a week, then that's not the derech, then I have all the plan. So part of the way that we express that Yetzias Chaim puts us on a derech that's supposed to continue to Kabbalah HaTorah and beyond the Torah, even though, we stop counting after 7 weeks, right? But we're implying the count goes on, the silent count, so to speak, continues on and on and on. So Chaver, let's talk practical again for a second. It's almost Pesach. You're going to come to the Seder. You're going to think about the fact that we learned that getting out of Mitzrayim is all about getting to Kabbalah HaTorah. So I'll ask you, do we have a goal for Sfiras Omer? Not we collectively, individually. Set a goal for Sfiras Omer. Set a goal. I know it's the end of the year. People are winding down. People are starting to get burnt out. It's a great time. It's a period of time, 7 weeks, 49 days. Set a goal for yourself. Accomplish something you've never accomplished before. What is it? I don't know. Maybe you're going to go to the mikvah for 49 days before Shacharis. Or maybe you're going to get to davening 20 minutes early for those 49 days, and learn, I don't know, Mishnayis Nega'im. I don't know. Or maybe you're going to have a night seder for an extra 15 minutes every night. Or maybe you're going to make it a goal that once a week, I'm going to do a chesed for someone without them knowing, consciously. Not just because I'm a nice guy and I, you know, over the course of the day, I do nice things. But to seek out someone who needs my help and to secretly provide them with the hatzalah without them, and to do it bitzina, without them realizing it. Maybe over the course of 49 days, I want to finish all of Tehillim. I'm going to recite all of Tehillim. I'm going to daven for Klal Yisrael. I don't know. Pick a goal. That's what Yetzias Mitzrayim is. It's having a goal and trying to get somewhere. How about Pesach? Everyone's looking forward to a nice little break. You have a goal for Pesach? Pick a book to read. Get an English biography of some gadol and try to read it over Pesach. Or, I don't know, learn all of Pirkei Avos over Pesach. Or Chazer, the sixth parak of Bava Kama, over Pesach. Right? It's not impossible. What are you doing in Chol HaMoed? Do you have some time? When a person has a goal, how about for the summer? Right? So everyone's very busy. I'm speaking to a ton of people about their summer internships. Right? But no one's come to me yet and said, like, okay, I want to chart out my summer. I want to make a roadmap for myself, a derech. I want to make a derech for myself for the summer. I know I'm working an internship from these hours to these hours for these number of weeks in the summer. Okay, but I have 2 weeks before that, I have 2 weeks after that. What should I do? What's my goal? What's my derech? Where am I trying to get to? Person has to think, where am I trying to get to? Pesach is the Yom Tov Avram Avinu. We mentioned yesterday at the Torah. The Torah says that Pesach is Avram, Shuas is Yitzchak, and Sukkot is Yaakov. The Torah appears in Source 21. Think about Avram Avinu as the first Jew, and understand what I told you before, that Hashem loves Avram because he teaches his children to guard the Derech, and look how Avraham walks the Derech. Okay? If Pesach is the Yom Tov Avram Avinu, Let's see if we can have a new understanding of how Avram walks the derech. Okay? Have five more minutes, then we'll wrap up. The pasuk says about Avram versus Avram's father. Let's watch the way that they travel. Okay? A pashuta insight from the Chafetz Chaim. At the end of Parshas Noach, it says that Terach decided to hit the road. Terach was looking for a derech. Source 22, Vayikach Terach as Avram beno, Veslot ben Haron ben beno, Vesarai kaleso ishas Avram beno. So Terach takes his Avram, and he takes Lot, and he takes Sarai. Vayetsu ita me'orkastim. They leave their home in Orkastim. And where are they trying to go? Leleches Arza Kanaan. They want to go to Kanaan. Okay, that's good. Going to Eretz Yisrael. Vayavo ad Charan. They came to Charan. Vayeshvu Shah. And then they stayed there. Well, hold on a second. I thought we were trying to go to Kanaan. Why'd you get stuck in Charan? Why didn't you make it to Eretz Yisrael? Right? When you left Yeshiva, you were planning on, you know, you had a place you were trying to get to. Now all of a sudden, I see you got a little bit stuck along the way. What happened? And not only that, that became the end of Terach's life. The pasuk says, "Vayamas Terach b'Charan." Terach died in Charan. He never made it to Eretz Yisrael. Chaval, you wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. You wanted to go to Eretz Canaan. Even in the ancient world, they knew Canaan was a holy place. It was a special place. It was a place of wisdom, a place of holiness. Chaval. What about Avram Avinu? Let's contrast Avram, right, with his idol worshiping father. Says the pasuk at the beginning of Lech Lecha in Source 23, when Avram Avinu packs his bags. And he sets out to go to Canaan, says the pasuk where it's bolded, Vayetu l'leches arza Canaan, Vayavo arza Canaan. Avram knew where he wanted to go, and guess what, Chavra? When you do it in the right way, when you really pick the derech in the right way, Hashem helps you to get there. He made it to Eretz Canaan. So explains the Chafetz Chaim, in the Chafetz Chaim al Torah and Parshas Lech Lecha, look at the difference. Look at the difference. Some people, they claim they want to go somewhere, but they're not really joining that derech. Oh, I wouldn't mind living in Israel one day. Then you're not going to get there. If you don't choose it, if you don't make that bechira, going back to the words of Rabbeinu Yonah, right? Hashem empowered you to what? To choose. If you don't choose it, it's not going to happen on its own. So Terach in his mind thought, yeah, I'm going to Canaan, but the Torah reveals to us, nah, he got stuck in Charan. Vayesh v'sham. He never really wanted to get to Canaan. Avram, who was responding to Hashem, who told him, Lech lecha me'artzecha, go to Canaan. Vayetsu, vayavo. He wanted to, and he did. He wanted to, and he did. Says the Chavetz Chaim in the third line, L'meidcha sh'ala'odim l'leches b'darchi Avram Avinu. The Torah is teaching us here, contrasting Avram and Terach. Be an Avraham. Walk like Avram. V'mekabal ha'atzma l'leches arz Canaan. If you want to get to Eretz Canaan, mukhachu l'avo l'hasam. Then go there. Don't get stuck halfway along the way. So now we have a new understanding of why Pesach is connected to Avram Avinu. Because one of the first things that we see about Avram Avinu is that what? When he gets on the derech, he achieves it. And therefore, that's exactly what Pesach is. Pesach is when a Jew is standing again at that starting line. He's about to walk out of Mitzrayim, and he has to say to himself, hold on, the reason I'm leaving Mitzrayim is what? Tavdunas Elokim al Harazes, to come to Kabbalah Satorah, and I'm going to count a very clear path to Kabbalah Satorah, 49 days. And I'm going to count up, because even after that, I'm going to keep going up and up and up. And I'm going to keep traveling along that road the course of my whole life. Rav Shlomo of Karlin explained the Rashi in Parshas Veschanan. Rav Shlomo of Karlin is quoted by the base Aaron, Rav Aaron of Karlin, in Parshas Vayetze. Okay? No, it was not his father. I don't know what the relationship was. They were both from Karlin. No, there's two Rav Aarons from Karlin. There's the Rav Aaron of Karlin, who's the Talmud of the Magid. And then there's the other Rav Aaron of Karlin. Kol Echsof was written by Rav Aaron of Karlin. But that's the Talmud of the Magid. The base Aaron is his grandson, maybe. And I'm not sure how Rav Shlomo Karlin is related to them. I'm not sure if that's true. I don't know. Google it. Let me know. Okay, it says in Parshas Veschanan, Ve'ahavtes Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, love Hashem with all of your heart, Yisa b'medrash v'chein perish Rashi. Rashi writes in Veschanan, Shelo yehiyah libcha chaluk al makom. What does it mean, serve Hashem with all your heart? That your heart shouldn't be divided. Shelo yehiyah libcha chaluk al makom. Makom is who? Makom is Hashem. Your heart shouldn't oppose Hashem. You should serve Hashem. B'chol levavcha. That's the pashup shot. But why is Hashem being called makom here? Makom is not such a common name for Hashem. So Shlomo Karliner explained, you know what else it means? Lo yehe libcha chaluk al hamakom. Don't allow your heart to be divided over the place in which you find yourself. Sometimes in life, a person has chosen a derech, and they know it's the right derech. They really do. They know in their heart of hearts it's the right derech. But then they look at their friend, who chose a different derech, and they see that their friend has certain things that they don't have. Right? Meaning maybe you chose a certain derech which makes certain religious sacrifices, and your friend took an easier path. He's not working as hard in Torah and mitzvos, and maybe he has more time to pursue his parnasa. Maybe Hashem has bestowed upon him great wealth. Right? So now you're jealous. You say, like, that path actually looks kind of good. Love Hashem with all your heart. Don't allow your heart to be divided from the place in which you find yourself. Which means don't convince yourself, if you know that you picked a good path, don't allow yourself to be enticed by the Yitzhara, but maybe this makom is better. Maybe this path is also good. It's a very personal thing. It's a very hard thing, that bechira of finding that path. Don't allow your heart to be divided. There's a tremendous Yetzer Hara of wanting to be somewhere else. So you come to YU and you start to think, well, I have a friend who's in Shar Yashiv and he's having a really good experience, so maybe I should have gone to Shar Yashiv. Right? Or I have a friend who's in Maryland and he feels that he's grown even more on a secular college campus than some people in YU, so maybe I could have had a better... Right? Once you've chosen a path and you chose it with clarity, and you spoke to people who you trust, and you chose that path, it's a Yetzer Hara to want to be on a different path. And that's part of a malik distracting you from the path. Oh, maybe this path, maybe that path. Asher karcha baderech. I'm a little bit on this derech, I'm a little bit on that derech. I end up all over the place. That's a tremendous taiva that a person has, and it comes from the Yetzer Hara. In Parshas Veschanan also, in Source 26, it says, Uvikashta misham es Hashem Elokecha, umatzasa ki sidrashenu b'chol levavchu b'chol nafshecha. The Rapshitzer, the Zera Kodesh, explains, Uvakashtem misham es Hashem Elokecha. Sometimes in life, I convince myself that what? That where can Hashem be found? Over there. I'm going to seek Hashem over there. Right? Oh, in YU, I can't grow that much. In Eretz Yisrael, in Yeshiva, yeah, there I was really growing. I was really learning. I was really davening. So then you create this narrative that the only derech for you is the one that's like on the other side of the ocean. I can't get to it. Uvakashtem misham. You seek over there, Hashem Elokecha. You create this narrative that Hashem can only be found somewhere out there. What is the end of the pasuk? Umatzasa, but when do you find Hashem? Ki sidrashenu b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha. Shalai hei libcha chalak ala makom. Like Shlomo Karliner explained. Don't allow your heart to be divided into a different place. That's not your derech. Bein letov, bein lemuta, for better or worse. Right? Your friend who's taking a more casual derech, don't be tempted by that. And the derech that's beyond you, also don't be overwhelmed by that. Don't convince yourself that it's somewhere over there. Uvakasha misham, as Hashem Elokecha. Klai Yisrael are standing at our Sinai. Hashem picks a mountain up, he holds it over our head. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take the Torah, or what? If you don't have a proper Torah perspective, what does the Gemara say? Take a look. V'im lav, source 27, Shom tehe kvuraschem. There you shall be buried. So the Svarim ask, why does it say if you don't take the Torah, there you shall be buried? It's saying right here you're going to be buried. So explains Rav Binyamin Eisenberger. He says, you know what it means? It's a beautiful pshat. If you don't have a Torah mindset, if you don't have a proper understanding of what it means to choose a derech, if you don't accept the Torah, you know what's going to bury you? What's going to bury you? Sham, there. The notion of there. That it's better over there. That's going to destroy you. You'll spend your whole life thinking, oh, it's better over there. Never appreciating what you have. Never embracing the path that you're on. Never actually getting where you set out to go. End up like Terach, stuck in Charan. There's a tremendous danger. Without a Torah clarity, Sham take for Asam. There becomes your burial. The notion that it's better over there, maybe over there. You spend your whole life. You're bouncing around. People do this in YU when it comes to Shir. You know? One semester they're in this year, next semester maybe this year will be better for me, maybe this year will be better for me. By the end of their experience in YU, they don't have a Rebbe, they don't have a Derech, they don't have anything. Right? They wasted so much time trying to figure out what Shir. Now the experience is over, because the whole time was Sham, there's better. V'kashtam Yisham es Hashem Elokecha. No, V'kashtam Yisham es Hashem Elokecha. You spend your whole life running around. So chever, the avoda of Yitzias Mitzrayim, to say it one last time, is to make a choice on your way out of Mitzrayim, where do I want to go? Moshe is told, you want to be my shliach? Great. Then you better help Klal Yisrael walk that path from what? From Mitzrayim to Kabbalas HaTorah. And after that, there are no guarantees. Saru maher manaderech. You could end up back on a Cheda Egel path, an Avodah Zara path, a Gilei Arayos path, a Shvich HaZdamim path. I'll leave you with a beautiful little story. Rav Uri of Strelitz, known as the Saraf of Strelitz. Great, great tzaddik, a very heiliga tzaddik. He passed away in 1826. Rav Uri of Strelitz, when he passed away, one of his chassidim was looking for a new Rebbe. So he's trying to figure out, you know, a lot of tzaddikim, who should be my Rebbe? He said, I'm going to go visit different Rebbes. And the Rebbe, yeah? Who is? Rav Uri Strelitz. It's Talmud of Shlomo Krilin, okay? So when Rav Uri of Strelitz passed away, so this chassid of the Strelitzker wanted to find a new Rebbe. So he said, I'm going to travel to different tzaddikim, and whichever tzaddik can kind of like tell me what I'm thinking about before I even say anything, you know, he's a Baal Ruach HaKodesh, he can read my mind, he knows what I'm going through, that's going to be my new Rebbe. Okay. So he traveled around, he went to different places. He came to the Rizhner, Rav Yisrael of Rizhin, who passed away in 1850. Okay, it's like 25 years after Rav Uri of Strelitz. So he comes to the Rizhner, and he walks into the Rizhner. He has a schus to meet the Rizhner, and before he can say anything, the Rizhner says to him the following. Now, who was this chassid? Let me just tell you a little about this chassid. This chassid was a shochet, and he made his living as a shochet, but he had a big yetzer hara to always uvekashta misham. He always thought, oh, maybe, I don't know, I should be a shochet, maybe I should change my parnasa to this, or maybe I should try to get a better shlita job because then I can make more money. He was never happy with where he was. He was always looking for more and for more and for more. Okay? So he comes into the Rizhner, and before he could say anything, the Rizhner says to him, I want to ask you about a pasuk. And he quoted the pasuk in the second to last source. Vayamiru eskvodam betavnis shor ochel esef. Vayamiru is like a lashon of tmura. Right? The pasuk in Tehillim Kovav, it says that the Jewish people exchanged eskvodam, they traded away the great glory of being in the presence of Hashem. They traded Hashem, so to speak, after Har Sinai for what? Bitavnis shor ochel esef. For a cow eating grass. For the eagle. Okay? Which words in the pasuk are seemingly not necessary? You exchange the glory of the Lord for the image of Ashur, Ochel Esav, that was eating grass. Why do you need to say the cow eats grass? This is what the Rishner asked him. He said to the Chassid, why does the Pasuk have to say the cow eats grass? We know a cow eats grass. We know what an eagle is. It's called Ashur here, which is interesting. Ashur is not exactly the same as an eagle. Right? You traded away the glory of Hashem for a cow that eats grass. Right? Why do I care what the cow eats? Why do you have to mention that? So the Rizhner said, because part of Chet HaEgel is understanding the way that a cow eats grass. How does a cow eat grass? When a cow eats grass, the Rizhner said, you'll notice the cow takes a bite of grass in its mouth, and then it stares off into the distance. And the Rizhner says, you know what the cow is thinking about? The cow is thinking, this grass is pretty good, but maybe the next field over has even tastier grass. As it's enjoying its lunch, it's thinking, maybe, it looks off in the distance, says, maybe there's something better to eat over there. And he said, that's exactly what Cheda Ega was. The Jews had it pretty good. Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was their leader. Now all of a sudden, Moshe, I don't know about this Moshe, maybe they had Sveikos and Amun and Hashem. All of a sudden, they're ready to trade away what? a really good matzav because they have these demyonos of a better matzav. A different derech maybe would be better. So the Rishner says to this guy, that's what says to this chassid, that's why David Melech said a short tavnis esif. Because sometimes people have a taiva when they have a very good matzav and they've picked a good path for themselves, there's a yitzahara to want to change paths. It's an ashar karcha baderech. It's an amalek that attacks you on the road. So needless to say, he became a chassid of the Rishner after that, Maisa, because the Rishner knew exactly what he was thinking about. But again, chaver, that's the yitzahara, to not appreciate the opportunity and the gift you've been given to choose a path, and then to carry out that path, and to know that the derech she'adam rotza leilech, malichan oso, Hashem is going to lead you upon that path. So I leave you the last source with Pirkei Avos. It says in Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi said, Eizahu derech yeshara she'yivur lo ha'adam. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi asked, what is the proper path that a person should choose for himself? And I took out the rest of the Mishnah on purpose, because it doesn't matter what the exact path is. The point that I want you to end off with is the understanding that what? That there's a proper path that's what? She'yivur lo ha'adam. That a person chooses for himself. Every Jew has to be able to answer that question. What is my path? What is my derech? Where am I trying to get to? Am I pointed in the right direction? Can I answer that question on the way out of Mitzrayim? And if so, then a person will come to Kabbalah Sattar. And if not, God forbid, lo aleinu. You turn around at the end of a lifetime and say, I had the choice to choose a path. The way that Avram chose his path and taught his kids to choose a path. That's the Masor of Klal Yisrael. I didn't choose. I kind of just bounced around through life. That would be a very, very tragic thing. Okay, so Hashem should help us, each of us, to find our own path in Avodas Hashem. Okay. Any questions, comments, thoughts? How do you find the path, Armando? I don't know. Everyone has to really think about it. Yeah, let's hear.